As we talked about yesterday, some of you may not have been here yesterday, so we're going to review just a little bit as we go along. We're looking at karma and the understanding of karma as a threefold process. The first step is to rid ourselves of any misconcepts. Get rid of the false concepts, the popular stereotypes that are incorrect. The second is to understand the correct concepts, and we're taking a few of those every day. And the third is to apply those correct concepts to our everyday life. So if we understand the concepts, that's good, but that's not enough. We have to actually apply them to our everyday life in order to receive the benefits of the whole process. And to apply them, we've developed 10 principles for effective karma management, and we looked at two of those yesterday, and we're going to look at two more of those today. So we're starting with a misconcept. So I'll ask you after I read this, how many of you have ever heard this? My life is in a state of chaos. Everything is going wrong. And it all started 3 months ago when Saturn entered Taurus and my karma changed. Okay, some of you have heard this, right? I have been advised that if I can successfully appease Saturn through having a priest do regular Sani Puja, my problems will go away. Therefore, that has become the entire focus of my religious life at this time. So how many of you have ever heard that statement from someone? Okay, quite a few. Quite a few. So this is based on a true story, as most of these items are. Sometimes I don't tell the true stories because there's not enough time, but we have enough time. We have 5 classes. And it's fun to hear the real story, right? So the real story happened in Kuala Lumpur probably 5 or 6 years ago, and a very sincere young Hindu man, I think about age 30, came and visited, and we had a great talk together. He'd been reading Gurudeva's books a little bit, was very interested in the teachings, and was very busy. You know how life is. You know, you work long hours, and then you go home, and you have your family duties, and sometimes you have a commute, too. Between all three, there's hardly any time to do anything else. So he was in that situation, but he was proud. He said, even though I'm so busy, I still go to the temple every Saturday so I can do Sani Puja. I can have the priest do Sani Puja every Saturday. Isn't that wonderful? So here, the only religious practice he was doing was attending temple so a priest could do Sani Puja to fix his karma, because things were going poorly in his life because of his astrology. So, of course, that's off base for our only practice to be that. We're missing the point. So, what's wrong with this approach? It attributes the problems to the planet Saturn. Saturn's the culprit. You know, if we can only fix our relationship with Saturn, everything's okay. Which, of course, is not the point. Our own karma is the culprit. So we're looking in the wrong place entirely. We're looking outside, up into the sky, and saying, you're to blame. We're not looking inside and saying, I'm to blame. So we're missing the whole point here. So we have an analogy. Remember these analogies work better in the full text because they go in a certain order. So this one is slightly out of order, but it still works. It's like being in jail. And what are you doing? You're pleading with the jailer to let you out. Please let me out. This is a terrible place. I really don't like it here. Just please let me out. That's like talking to Sani, Saturn, saying, you know, please change my karma. This is terrible. I don't like this at all. So what's the problem with that? It's missing the point of why you're in jail in the first place, right? I mean, simply to be in jail and say, let me out, it's unpleasant. You've forgotten an important point, is something put you in jail in the first place. Something caused you to go through this experience, and you're forgetting all about it. You're looking in the wrong place. You're looking at the jailer saying, let me out, rather than looking at yourself and saying, now what did I do to put myself in here? Maybe I better recall, or maybe I better do something in that regard. So sometimes it's looked at that astrology is controlling our karma. Let me say that another way. Sometimes it's looked at that astrology is creating our karma. There we have the astrology, a certain alignment, and that's creating our karma. Whereas the correct understanding is our karma created our astrology. So that's what we always have to remember. When we think about astrology and we look at it, and we can learn quite a bit about astrology, astrology can be quite helpful, and we'll look at that, I think it's tomorrow. It's a topic coming up. Astrology can be quite helpful. We're not saying that it can't, but we have to always remember astrology does not create the karma. Our karma created the astrology. So we have to remember that and focus on the karma. Use the astrology to understand our karma. So, there's an interesting practice going on quite a wide scale. The Transcendental Meditation Movement has an interesting program which relates to this idea. They have a sponsor a HOMA program to fix your astrology. Yeah. How many of you have read their literature or heard of their program? I was looking for the literature on my desk. I couldn't find it. I was going to bring it and read something from it. It's quite expensive. It's a good fundraiser. But, you know, it has the problem that it's having you focus on the wrong cause. Here, things are going poorly in your life. Of course, your astrology is to blame. All you have to do is fix your astrology through doing this sponsorship. You can do a HOMA, sponsor a HOMA. You'll fix your astrology and everything in your life will go fine. It's just your astrology. But that's missing the cause. The cause is your karma. So the approach we would say is, well, HOMAs are great. If you're going to sponsor a HOMA, fine. But don't do it to fix your astrology. Do it to worship God. We encourage HOMAs. Sponsorship of HOMAs too, but not to fix what's going wrong in your life. Not to fix your astrology. To fix what's going wrong in your life, you have to, first of all, attribute it to your karma. And then work with your karma. You can change your karma. You don't have to experience it in its crudest form. You can change it. And that's called mitigate. Lessen the impact of your karma. You don't totally rewrite it, but you make it work out in a more refined way. So that's a very important point we'll be looking at as part of these classes, is the concept of lessening our karma. So if things are going wrong in our life, and we know it happened because our astrology changed, don't focus on the astrology. Focus on the karma.